Stanley Gilmore, G-I-L-M-O-R-E, 12-18-54, 71-year-old gentleman. Weak, debilitated. Short of breath at all times. Difficulty with ambulations. Extensive history of COPD and smoking abuse in the past. Lives with his ex-wife because nobody else would take him in. He states, his ex-wife says that he has smoked all of his life. He's short of breath now. He's lost over 40 pounds. He weighs about 120 pounds. He can stand up. At his walker, he gets short of breath. He's spending most of the time in bed, sleeping 12, 14 hours a day. He just got his oxygen. He's not using an oxygen. He's a two-side without oxygen. It's in the 80s. Period, period. The paragraph is... originally from Houston. He's divorced, but his ex-wife has taken total pity on him, pity, P-I-T-T-Y, and has let him move in her house. He was a pipe fitter, had three children, heavy smoking, heavy drinking, continues to drink and smoke. Surgery, has not had any recent surgery, medical problems, hypertension. COPD, frequent falls, weight loss, difficulty with mentation, patient O2 sat is in place at 2 liters. His oxygen was at 91% on room air. He's ADL dependent, wears diaper. Once again, he can only stand up before he becomes very short of breath. He's bed bound. Did I say his date of birth was 12-18-54? I think I did. Uses a nebulizer at least 4 to 6 times a day. Reports no history of prostate cancer. His PCP did blood work on him a year ago. This year, he did not want to go back. He doesn't want blood work. He wants to be left alone. He tells me that he wants to continue to smoke and drink till he dies. He knows that he's messed up his lungs, in quotation, and there's not much else can be done for him, period. Vaccination, received vaccines last year, but not this year. Has not seen his PCP for months. He's had some leftover medication that he's been taking. He was referred for blood work a few months ago, but he never went. He has issues with pain, with spinal stenosis, both lumbar and C-spine. He has difficulty with walking. He also has had a fall recently with a right-sided hematoma on his forehead. He used the walker, but the problem is not being able to walk, but he's so short of breath and so debilitated that he cannot use a walker. He can't walk without becoming short of breath. He develops chest pain, refusing to eat, has lost a tremendous amount of weight, over 40 pounds, as I mentioned, has issues with anxiety, air, hunger, and difficulty with mentation, most likely related to hypoxemia. Medication, Norvasc, 10 milligram a day, Losartan, 325 once a day. Norco 10-325 for pain in the past, Lipitor 10 milligram a day, last hospitalization, none, vaccinations up to date, family history, possible stroke, allergy, none, review of system, ADL dependent, 71-year-old man with significant weight loss, appears much older than stated age. I asked the patient if has had any diagnosis for cancer. He said his doctor wanted to repeat his blood work, but he refuses to go back and wants to be left alone. He's again divorced. His blood pressure is partially controlled today. No hematemesis, hematocrit, seizure, convulsion. Date of birth is 12-18-54. Yeah, I said that. Blood pressure is 130 over 95. Blood pressure, or two sets, 90%. Room air. Heart rate is 101, respiration is 24. An examination, heart, tachycardic, lungs, bronchi, coarse breath sounds, abdomen soft, neck shows slight JVD, skin shows no rash, well, the closer within lesion, neurological, non-focal. Scoliosis noted of his low back. Assessment, 71-year-old gentleman with COPD, severe. He was able to ambulate a month ago, no longer able to. He was able to take care of himself, no longer able to. He was able to go to the bathroom, no longer able to. He's ADL dependent. He's been taken care of by his ex-wife, whom needs help. He is also his bowel and bladder incontinent because of his shortness of breath. He's O2 dependency. He's placed on O2 at 2 liters, nebulizer treatment with albuterol at least every 4 hours. He's in desperate need of pain medication. Would leave that with a medical director, towel number 3. Versus number 4 versus Norco. He's been on Norco before. Would like to start on Norco's once again. But again, we'll leave that with medical director. Anxiety and air hunger. Next numbers would benefit from some kind of the long-acting benzodiazepine and or SSRI. Next numbers, refusing to eat. Next numbers, significant weight loss. Next numbers, suspect protein calorie malnutrition. Next numbers, lordosis severe. Next numbers, difficulty with walking. Next numbers, difficulty with standing. Next numbers, overall generalized debility. Next numbers, I find him to have retractions of his ribs when he stands up, ADL dependent when he's breathing. ADL dependent, bowel and bladder incontinent. Medication, let's talk about that. Allergy, none. Medication, Norvasc, 10 milligram a day, Valsartan, 325 once a day, Lipitor, 40 milligram a day, Norco, 10-325 in the past, 1-3 times a day. Did I say family history was stroke? Yeah, I did say that. And then assessment, 71-year-old gentleman with end-stage COPD, tachycardia, right-sided heart failure, severe chronic pain, scoliosis, lordosis, lower extremity swelling related to the heart failure, desperate needs of medication for his anxiety, air hunger, would benefit from SSRI and or benzodiazepine once again, O2 at 2 liters at all times. The patient's ex-wife tells me that he has a tendency to be non-compliant. He also needs nebulizer treatment, which he's been receiving at least 4 times a day. Rinse your mouth afterward. As far as pain medications are concerned, was on Norco at one time. He definitely has issues with his low back and spine, most likely spinal stenosis, and will leave the pain medication per medical director for now. Thank you.